You're listening to SBS News.
Anisa Ali found out about the lockdown of her apartment building along with the rest of Australia.
I made my way home, made sure that I got what I needed for the house to last us, 5 to 14 days. I've been home since last night.
She is one of 3,000 residents living in 9 public housing buildings under strict lockdown for the next 5 days. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews today defended the measure, aimed to quell a cluster of 30 cases of COVID-19.
I want to send my thanks to each and every one of those families who, through their sacrifice, through the work they're doing on the front line of our fight against this virus, are not just protecting their own family, but playing a really big part in protecting all Victorian families. I know it's tough. I know it's very challenging. It's frustrating. It's not the position we wanted to be in. It's certainly not the position that you and your family wanted to be in. But we are very grateful to you.
It comes as the state records another 74 cases, following on from the 108 infections of COVID-19 the day before, the second highest on record. Stay-at-home orders now cover 12 postcodes across the state. About 500 police are guarding every entrance of the North Melbourne and Flemington public housing blocks. Residents are not allowed to leave their homes for any reason. But CEO of the Victorian Council of Social Service, Emma King, says the police presence may have the opposite effect.
If the first you know about a situation is the police arriving on your doorstep, you haven't done anything wrong. We don't need lights and sirens. We need nurses and we need social workers and we need a true public health approach and respect given to people who live in a community so that they can feel safe in their homes. And one of the worries that I have is, providing the police, etc., is that it might have the very opposite effect to one that's intended.
Residents in the buildings are among the state's most vulnerable. Many have fled war or family violence and are dealing with mental illness, disability and low incomes. Anisa says considering this, a lack of adequate messaging surrounding lockdown measures is concerning.
It's just really unfortunate and disheartening to see their response and how they've handled it. There's a lot of people in this building who come from, really horrible circumstances overseas, and a lot of them do suffer from mental issues and health and other health issues. And it's just there hasn't been any consideration for that and the effect that it will have on these people.
Today, Mr. Andrews announced a range of support measures for those in the buildings. That includes rent relief, income support for people who can't go to work, and extra medical and psychological support. A crowdfunding campaign for residents, organised by the Victorian Trades Hall Council, has raised more than $250,000 by this afternoon. Australia's acting chief medical officer, Paul Kelly, has thrown his support behind Victoria for its lockdown measures. His messaging to the wider community remains the same.
If you are sick, please get tested. Do not hesitate. There are many opportunities to get tested for COVID-19. This is absolutely crucial right now in Melbourne for this to occur. This is the way we will know whether we are getting on top of this community transmission.
The Australian Medical Association has called for a temporary halt to the easing of COVID-19 restrictions across the country. Mr. Andrews says he expects bigger numbers of cases in the days ahead as extensive testing continues.
We will all feel the impact if this gets away from us comprehensively, because I won't be locking down 12 postcodes. I will have no choice but to lock down all postcodes.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.